In South Africa, Nelson Mandela today paid tribute to the country's former president, P.W. Botha, who died yesterday at the age of 90. P.W. Botha was the last hard-line separatist to lead South Africa, and he oversaw its worst apartheid-driven racial violence and international isolation from 1978 to 1989. While noting that P.W. Botha had become a symbol of apartheid, Nelson Mandela praised him for paving the way for the end to South Africa's racial divide. We go now to Pik Botha, who served as South Africa's foreign minister in P.W. Botha's administration. Hello.
Hello.
P.W. Botha was, in a sense, a champion of apartheid at a time when the entire landscape politically was changing in South Africa. When he was brought down in 1989 by a rebellion in his own cabinet, what was happening? Was he a man who had was going against history?
Yes, I don't think he was ever supportive of what we did in handing over power to the ANC and to a black government. No, he was not supporting it, and yet it shows you the complexity of his personality, because at one stage he warned the white voters of South Africa that they should adapt or die. That shows you that he had a real inclination of recognizing that transformation had to come. That transformation was inevitable. But I think his problem was that he could never take the plunge.
In the end, he was the man who first met Mr. Mandela.
Yes, shortly before his retirement, he told me himself, he showed me, as a matter of fact, pictures where Mr. Mandela came to his office to meet with him. And it was, according to him, a very pleasant and friendly meeting. And it was a small step, maybe in the right direction. But it was the kind of step that was essential if we were ever to come to an agreement with the ANC. Unfortunately, he subsequently did not support us in handing over power to the ANC.
Just one last question. Do you find it ironic or even possibly sad that P.W. Botha ended his days in a place there in South Africa called Wilderness?
Well, you know, it is, of course it is sad, because, as I said earlier, at least he enabled us to lay the groundwork, enabling us to release Mr. Mandela and to negotiate. That's why I say it's a pity that we forfeited his support in what we did eventually. How do we judge in terms of history? You know, when you find yourself in the heat of an event, it is sad that you have here a man who wanted to be strong enough to resist Soviet expansionism and yet could not take the plunge inside the country to get to a stage where we could honor fundamental human rights, remove apartheid completely, and stop the oppression of blacks.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Former South African Foreign Minister Pik Botha, no relation to the late President P.W. Botha, who died yesterday at the age of 90.